Genesis, chapter 8. And God remembered Noah, and all the beasts, and all the cattle that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was kept back. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days the waters decreased. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, in the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, and it went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him, to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him to the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth, and he put forth his hand, and took her, and brought her into him into the ark. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him at evening, and, look, in her mouth an olive leaf plucked off, so Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he waited yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, and she did not return again to him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the 1st month, the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and noticed that the face of the ground was dried. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dry. And God spoke to Noah, saying, Go forth from the ark, you, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, both birds, and cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply on the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, whatever moves on the earth, after their families, went forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar to Yahweh, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahweh smelled the sweet savor, and Yahweh said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, because the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again strike any more everything living, as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night will not cease.